Bezrat Hashem, with Hashem's loving grace, welcome to Amuna Beams with your host, Laser Brody. Today's podcast is entitled Remodeling, and it's geared to help us cope with the difficulties we're all faced with. So many people, nowadays, they feel short-tempered or nervous or worn out or all three. The lurking threat of sickness and the difficult challenge of lockdown and quarantine and kids at home, they're all eating away at our nerves. And if you feel that, don't be down on yourself, because it's natural. And it's even mentioned in the Gemara, and I'll show you where. The Gemara in Tractate Yevamos, page 63a, says that anyone who is involved with building or remodeling gets worn down, either physically, emotionally, or financially. And then right after, the Gemara gives advice on how to find the right wife, and then tells us that all the troubles in the world are going on for the benefit of Israel. It looks like an illogical, fragmented collage of a Gemara. What does one thing have to do with another? Well, before the corona pandemic, I never understood that Gemara. It seemed cryptic, but not anymore. In light of current events, it all becomes clear. The Gemara is teaching us an amazing lesson. Before anything holy or joyous, there's chaos, physical and emotional. We're taken out of our comfort zone in order to accustom ourselves to a new and better reality. By the way, holiness and joy go together. You can't have one without the other. To understand the weird feelings of impatience or lack of inner peace that many of us are going through right now, think back when you ever did some remodeling in your life or in your home or your apartment. Maybe it was something small like painting a room or drilling a few holes in the wall. Even then, you had noise and dust and balagan. There was a mess to clean up. But what about when you remodel an entire bathroom or a kitchen? Think of the days or weeks when your house was full of dust and you had no water and maybe you didn't even have a toilet. You lived on pizza and on carryout food. Remember how it took it out of your comfort zone and the frantic calls you made to the handyman when they didn't show up on the job for a day or two? Think about when you moved to a new home or a new apartment and of all the chaos of packing and movers and unpacking and all the hassle that was involved. But think of how you felt once you got settled into your new home. And once everything was cleaned up after you remodeled and after you received your brand new kitchen or your brand new bathroom with all the modern fixtures and much more convenience, the unnerving chaos was part of the price we had to pay. That's the spiritual law that the Gemara is teaching us. And let's go a step further. Who ever made a shidduch or picked a partner for marriage without tons of turmoil and indecision and tension inside and out? There's no such thing as a bed of roses from the transition of becoming single to becoming married. Sure, the wedding is a joyous celebration, but virtually everyone is almost worn out completely by the time they make it to the chuppah. Both our energy and our pockets are drained. That explains why the Gemara juxtaposes building and remodeling to getting married. That basically the same thing. By getting married, a person is both building and remodeling his or her life. It's not a life of licking chocolate ice cream. Well, we can't have joy without first paying a price. Think of Shabbat. Shabbat's just like a marriage. Have you ever seen a family enter Shabbat without tension and mad rushes and chaos on the way? As much as we try, there's almost always something happening. The reason is that Shabbat is the wedding day between Hashem and the Jewish people. That's why we refer to Shabbat as the Kala, the bride, the Shabbos Kala, the Sabbath bride. Before we can enter this enhanced zone of holiness and joy, which is Shabbat or a Yom Tov or a festival, we're taken out of our comfort zones. Now we see what's going on inside of us, and we can stop persecuting ourselves because we don't feel our usual normal, calm, and collected selves. It's not business as usual. It's not life routine anymore. Hashem is remodeling the world and the Jewish people. He's preparing us for Geul and Mashiach, what the Gemara calls in Sanhedrin 97a, a day that is exclusively Shabbat, Yom Shekulo Shabbat. In other words, an existence on a much higher and beautiful spiritual plane. Just in remodeling a house or an apartment, a person has to tear down walls and rip out old fixtures. Hashem's doing the same thing. He's tearing down the old walls of a material-oriented way of life and thinking and a world without emunah. So instead of a jackhammer, Hashem's using a coronavirus. Sure, he's ripping things up, but now we're in a situation where we see the chaos and the dust and the destruction, and we don't yet see the beautiful world on the way. This is a law of creation. Before the joy of a childbirth comes the agony of labor. Before a seed germinates and grows into a beautiful plant, it rots. Do you know any mother who wants the clock turned back and doesn't want her baby because she had to suffer on the way? Or do you know anyone with a remodeled kitchen who's willing to go back to the old kitchen? Even the Torah tells us how in the beginning, tohu vavohu, chaos and nothingness, it preceded creation. So if you don't feel your physical or emotional best right now, please be patient with yourself. Don't add self-persecution to the objective problems you already have to deal with. Hashem is not only remodeling the world, but He's remodeling each one of us to prepare us for this new and remodeled world. That's why the very same Gemara in Yevamos 63a is telling us what it talks about building and getting married, wearing us down, then immediately mentions that the troubles going in the world are for the benefit of Israel. So the pandemic all around us and in our midst, it's designed to take us a big spiritual rung higher. Sure, it's outside of our comfort zone, big time. But once we see our remodeled world with Mashiach and the full redemption of our people, together with the ingathering of the exiles and the rebuilding of our whole temple, we'll understand how and why Hashem's remodeling job was so stressful. But the more stressful it is, that's how beautiful it's going to be. For sure, it'll all be worth it. In the meanwhile, we have to hold on with strength and emunah, with the belief and knowledge that a world of enhanced joy, holiness, and beauty awaits us, speeding our days. Amen.